black people in America?
Yes, I do. I'm a big fan.
Up the magic horizon, by the sea.
It's a great song.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Who would have thought it wasn't really about a dragon, huh?
What do you mean?
You know, the whole drug thing.
No, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Some people think that to pop the magic dragon means they're really to smoke a marijuana cigarette.
Well, Puff's just the name of the boy's magical dragon.
Right.
Are you a pothead, Falker?
No. No. What? No, 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 Jack. No, I'm not. I pass on grass all the time. I mean, not all the time.
Yes or no, Greg?
No. Yes, no.
The Don and Mike Show.
Happy birthday, Tracy, baby.
Yeah.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. 2 to 3 p.m. every weekday afternoon right here on 106.7 WJFK. Leading up to Don and Mike Live at 3 o'clock. Let's get back into the best of. Crazy caller alert. It's Gore-Tex, and it's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you guys?
We're doing great, thank you.
I just wanted to say, geez, I'm crow. You guys really kissed some Dave Barry ass, and I was glad to hear him on the show.
Yeah, we did. We loved it.
You know, there's very few people who
pucker up once in a while
who get that treatment from us, but really, he mocked me when I said this. He is a funny guy.
Mm-hmm. He is.
He's the best, I think, at what he does, and he's the very best. He knows how to define everybody
as foibles, as they referenced him on The Simpsons.
Is this the first Mrs. Barry?
No.
This is not.
No, I'm Gore-Tex. Remember, I called about the tornado thing.
You're Gore-Tex?
Yeah, you guys called me by the name of Gore-Tex. My brain was like Gore-Tex. I was just joking around about the FCC regulated thing because you guys are complaining about having to, you guys were just
really take your time
about announcing the tornado in Virginia since you're everywhere, and I don't know. I was just calling to say I really
Jesus
wanted to call
Christ.
During the
what
hurricane.
What is wrong with you?
It's the pills, I think.
It's the medicine.
What medicine are you taking, darling?
I don't know all the names. It's too much to remember.
How many bottles do you have?
I don't have enough fingers. I can only count on one
hand. Why
don't
we call you Gore-Tex? Because every thought thrown your way just bounced off?
Yes, exactly.
Do you remember talking to her?
Vaguely, yes.
Did you ever date Mike?
You guys probably don't remember. Anyways, I just wanted to let you know that I hated you guys. I hated your show. But then when you weren't live for a few weeks, I realized how much I missed you. And I was a closet fan, but I'm coming out of the closet now.
Well, listen, and with more fans like you.
Thank you, Gore-Tex.
This show is going places, Gore-Tex. How many different prescription medications do you think you're on? You said you couldn't count, but try to round it up.
Okay, let's see. I think four.
Can you name them?
No, that's confidential.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
I've been told Kate Winslet. I don't know.
I was going to say Kelly Osbourne, but...
That's that girl from yesterday's show, Buzz. Girl from that HBO special.
Oh, come on. I'm nicer than Kelly.
Are you wearing black lipstick right now?
No.
Are you a bad girl?
Sometimes when I need to be in the right places.
Mm-hmm. Really? What are the right places?
Good question, Buzz.
I don't know. Yeah. I guess the no-no hole. I'm just kidding.
You like. Well, there's a shock. You like the no-no.
I'm just kidding. No,
you
that's
and
no
Dave
good.
Barry.
Rob says your lips are naturally black.
No.
It's the medicine.
No, they're not.
And you're a big fan of Dave. Dave, the guy that was just on the show.
Yeah, man. I grew up reading him
when Dave Barry was on the show. Were you?
No, I'm at work, so I couldn't get to it. But
I bet Dave Barry is in his...
I bet he's
in his car right now on his way down to the bookstore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you say something special just to him?
Yeah, say something sexy to him.
Dave, I love your huge sense of humor.
It really turns me on.
And if you happen to show up at Olson's Books tonight and then maybe followed his car to the hotel and maybe,
maybe
gave...
Nah, I'm not going to be...
Maybe gave the bellhop one of your pills.
Above all that.
And somehow got up to Dave's room.
The bellhop.
And I'm thinking very much like King of Comedy now, where poor Dave Barry is tied to a chair like Jerry Lewis was, and you're like Sondra Bernhardt, and you're dancing all over the room in your underwear. What would you do to Dave?
Oh, I can't say that on the air. You guys yelled at me for saying bullshit on the air last
time. Oh, dear. Okay.
You're right. No, you can't say bullass. Right. You can't.
Can I... You guys heard that one?
You can't say that either.
You can't say that.
I can't say
that. No, you can't.
It's interesting. You're doing a good job of leading her through this fantasy a little bit here.
No, I'm just trying to oogie out Dave. And also I want to mention, in case he's listening, everybody should know, he grabbed our asses.
Mm-hmm. Really? I'm so jealous.
And you were very generous to me giving me that book. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Read it last night.
Thank you very much.
That's another great compliment I should have given Dave.
Mm-hmm.
if you've got an hour to spend,
Yeah, you can tear right through it.
Absolutely.
Columns. Great. How do you feel about Dave Barry's columns?
I like his columns. I would like him to read probably, I would say, a month's worth of columns to me.
Oh, now that's nice.
There you go.
That's nice.
I think his book is an agreeable 48-minute read.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got 48 minutes...
You're a fast reader.
No, I couldn't knock it out in an hour.
I
take my time. I read for pleasure.
Read for pleasure.
Yeah.
I like that.
How many times have you been hospitalized?
Not yet.
Really? And the medic...
I've had many friends who've been to Crownsville, and I've visited them.
You've been to where?
Crownsville.
Crownsville. I got you.
That's a real place.
I know it is.
It is.
Yep. So the medicine's working for you?
I don't know.
Yeah. Do you get your meds from a doctor or do you get them off the internet?
Actually, my father's a doctor.
Uh-huh.
We
really?
We have script pads at home.
Handy.
Oh, wow. How convenient is that?
You have script pads at home.
Have you got daddy's signature down pat?
Oh, Yeah, I like to think so.
This bulletin just in, Joe Ardinger would like to date you. Buzz would like to leave his wife for you.
I'll hook you up.
Wow.
No.
Do you find that the medications that you're on have dampened your sex drive at all?
Oh, no, nothing can put a damper on that.
Really? Huh.
So when this conversation is over, which is going to be just any second now, what are you going to do with the rest of your day?
I'm going to rush home and think of Dave and you guys, too.
Where are you right now?
What?
If you're not at home, where are you right now?
I'm at work. My coworker put me up to this. He insisted that I call.
Hmm. Can I ask what you're listening right now.
Can I say his name?
Yeah, but first let me ask you, what do you do? Can you give us like a general idea what you do?
I'm an administrative assistant.
You're a secretary?
Talk. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I still need to see that movie, by the way.
What movie?
Secretary? Have you guys seen that?
No.
The movie Secretary?
Yeah. It's some kind of soft something. I guess it was in
soft
the theater.
Softcore porn?
Softcore porn?
I don't know.
Thinking about naming that baby Prozac?
All right, guys. I need to go home because all this talk about Dave is getting me hot.
Okay.
Understood.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Understood.
And I just wanted to say thanks, Zach, for turning me on to Don and Mike. He's listening right now.
Zach and Gortek.
You have a great day.
You too. Bye,
bye-bye.
Guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Bye. Hello to the Don and Mike show.
That was fun.
Hello.
First of all, I'd like to propose marriage to Gortek. She's my dream woman.
You like her?
Gortek, yeah. Right.
I certainly would like her medication, if nothing else.
Is it Gortek or Gortex?
Tex.
Well, I know it's Gortek, but I mean...
Gortek.
Well, we could change it to Gortek.
I like Gortek better than Gortex.
Listen, that movie she was talking about, Secretary, none of you guys have seen that?
No.
It's a James Spader movie. It's about a guy and a secretary in a very kinky little S&M relationship. I recommend it highly.
Oh.
All right, thank you. That's another scary caller. That's two scary callers in a row. And now let's make it three. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, guy, Mike. Is she still on the line?
No,
she's gone, Dennis.
Oh, shoot, man.
I know. She was right up your alley,
perfect
right, Dennis?
For you, Dennis.
It's been 2 years.
Don't you need to tend to those choppers before you get any strange, though?
But the choppers are going well.
Your teeth are doing well?
They're going well. Hey, I know what to do.
Have you been to the dentist?
A month ago.
Time to go again.
Hold on. Here's Joe with some kind of an update. Joe.
Dennis, we have her phone number on file if you want.
Okay.
Joe, why don't you call her first and ask her if she'd like Dennis to call her?
Yeah. All right.
I think even a nut job deserves that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. God.
I'm not talking about you, Dennis. I'm talking about her.
You're attracted. You're attracted to her, Dennis.
I will. Coworker.
Coercer. What the hell does that mean?
I think it means he will try to
put her in the trunk of his car.
Getting back to being tied to a chair again. Hi, my name is Dennis Murphy. I'd like to coerce you.
Yeah. Hey, Dennis.
Yeah.
What is your daily dental regimen?
Oh, daily dental. I brush my teeth in the morning.
What's your regimen?
What? Okay,
your,
I screwed up.
Your mental measurement.
Regimen.
When you brush your teeth in the morning, does the sink look like it's filled with raspberry jello?
Actually, blood stopped coming out a couple of months ago.
Oh, that's good.
Really? That's good news.
So no blood is coming out.
I think generally that's a positive sign when blood stops coming out.
Yeah.
Dennis, when you spit out the toothpaste, do teeth clatter around your basin?
I have a special toothpaste.
What kind of toothpaste?
Biotene.
Biotene?
Yeah, it's $4.99 at Walmart.
Biotene.
Hey, listen, Dennis. Is it true yesterday when Tom Gavin was on the show? Did you call him up?
No, I just want to know what it meant. So apparently, he does know what it means.
No, but he said at one point, "Murphy's calling me." So
I called him. He really, you know what?
And did he?
He said he did.
Yeah. Did he describe what had happened so you knew he was telling the truth?
He said he.
Ah! It just gets better and better.
Mike, excuse me.
Oh, come on.
Hey, Dennis, do you floss your teeth with a bike chain?
No, actually, I have this plastic pick that they gave me. It's a box of picks.
You monster.
A plastic pick.
Yeah.
Right.
It's working well, Mike.
Does it go right through the bone?
Come on, Mike.
Great beef.
We're all talking to you, Dennis. It's not just me. Why does it always come on, Mike?
Dennis, we got to go.
Okay, can I?
What do you want to plug?
Pecco, please put my parents' house in power again.
Your parents are still out of power?
Since Thursday.
Now, do you have power, Dennis?
I have power. But on Sweetwater Parkway in Silver Spring, Pecco, please.
Okay, stalkers, thieves. I hope you heard that address.
I guess that's Sweetwater Parkway.
Does ice cream give you excruciating pain?
No, it doesn't, Mike. I have ice cream every day.
You do. What about a nice cool glass of water?
Ice cool glass of water is, no problem.
Are you able to chew ice cubes?
I do it all the time.
Okay, just checking.
Come in tomorrow.
Can you chew tin foil?
Come in tomorrow and do it.
What?
chew ice cubes.
Can you come down tomorrow and chew ice cubes?
If you want.
All right, hold on. Talk to Joe. Get a time.
Okay, Mike.
Yes, Dennis.
Thank you, and God thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Dennis.
And Pecco, put power in my phone call.
All right, very good.
Okay, all right, hold on. Hold on, please, to get your time to come down tomorrow and chew ice on this show.
First ice and then foil.
Wow, it's been almost 6 days since his parents have been able to use their electric toothbrush.
Tell him to come down for the third break tomorrow.
Okay.
Joe, or whoever has to talk to him, for goodness sakes.
First ice and then foil.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Hideout.
Damn it, I want to run. I'm charming. I'm fun to look at. I got imbeciles around me, too.
Weeknights after Ron and Fez on Redskins Radio, 106.7 WJFK.
WJFK's Don and Mike Show is brought to you by our partner, AOL for Broadband.
Dodge Magnum RT is the very model of a modern muscle car. Men's Journal. Step into a Ram SRT10 and spit at them from your rear window on your way to 150 miles per hour. Stuff Magazine.
They turn critics into diehard fans. They're America's hottest products from Dodge. And through November 30th, you can grab total savings of up to $6,600 on a special edition Ram 1500 quad cab. With 0% APR financing, November bonus cash, and up to $2,000 in package discounts. Plus, make no monthly payments till April. Or save big on Magnum, Caravan, and the all-new Dakota.
Dodge Dakota rocks. The Detroit Free Press.
Hurry into your Dodge dealer, home of America's hottest products. Hit it!
Bonus cash and finance.